All right, so Mr. Butler's discussion segues well into what I wanted to say tonight. As he mentioned last, at the last city council meeting, I spent a fair amount of time discussing a lot of the projects that are going on. I invited Stan and White from GenLink and RDP to come and talk about the family's involvement and Pellicorp and family's involvement in a lot of these projects. And I thought Stan did a really good job of conveying the, you know, the thoughts and the desires and the purposes of why they do those things. And I got to tell you that since I've been mayor, it's not even been 2 years, but this generated more interest in anything I've said or anything we've talked about. I literally cannot go anywhere without somebody coming up and telling me, hey, I heard that update and thank you. And in fact, today I was walking, and you'd be surprised how often this does happen to me, but a pickup pulled up beside where I was, window come down, mayor, come here. And they mentioned this. And so Stan did a really good job. And what I liked about how he ended his thing is he gave people, because there was so much information, misinformation out there that we were trying to clear up. He told people where his office was, and he said, if you want to know more, if you want to argue, if you want to debate what we're doing, come to my office. Well, I talked to Stan today just to be sure, and I asked him who came, how many people came to his office. Well, no one in here will be surprised. No one showed up. People tend to, talk big when they're pounding out letters on their computer. Anyway, so I want to do that again tonight related to our facilities, our city facilities. So indulge me for a few minutes. I don't think, I guess after last time, KNIA kept running it, and I found out it was 37 minutes long, so that might be a little too long, but maybe it won't take. But before we leave that, there was a letter that went out to certain people over this last weekend. I found out about it. I was up at Dyke watching Pellicorp play football, but I got texted to me. A letter mailed out to, I don't know who all, but a few people. Pretty much rehashing everything that had been said earlier, that our discussion at the end of the meeting had taken care of. And so I don't want to go back and rehash, but there's three things I want to say about this letter. Number one, it wasn't signed by any individual. It was signed by concerned citizens concerned for the future of Pell. So I don't know who it is. I don't know who it was. So if anybody gets those types of letters, they should go right into the recycle bin, because if people aren't going to sign their name to it, they're not really too convicted about what they're trying to tell you. I read it because I'm in there a lot, and so I thought I should read it. That's the first thing. Throw those things away if people don't have the guts to tell you who they are when they're going to make all kinds of false accusations and those things. One thing I found pretty humorous in there, and I want to share that with you. There's a sentence in there that says, talking about Stan and myself and Pellicorp, and it said, but neither person, when they were talking about us, but neither person mentioned that Mayor DeWard was elected courtesy of GenLink and Van White. So number one, GenLink didn't vote because they're a corporation, and you have to be an individual citizen in Pella to be able to vote. Whether Stan voted for me or not, I don't know. I've never asked him. But for discussion's sake, let's say he did. Okay? Well, I got 1,614 votes in the last election. So Stan's vote didn't really tip the election in my favor. That's 70.85% of the votes that were cast. So, Stan voting for me didn't tip the election. So GenLink and Stan and White didn't elect me. The citizens of Pella elected. I thought that was kind of an interesting statement. And the third thing that I want to say about that letter is, on Saturday morning, I received an email from Dr. Bob Leonard from KNIA, KRL, and he was concerned whether I'd seen the letter or not, heard about the letter or not. But in his email, he offered to me, he said, we of course don't know who wrote the letter, so if you're, whoever wrote the letter, if you're here or if you're listening, Dr. Bob has put an offer out there. He will give us live airtime for me and you to debate all of this issues in this letter. Trust me, I would like nothing more than that happen. So whoever wrote it, if you want to sit down with myself and the KNI radio station with Dr. Bob as moderator, and we have a debate about this, I'm ready anytime. I'll make the time. Okay? Okay, so now I want to talk about our facility, our city facilities, because there's a whole lot of chatter again going on about things, and I want to make sure that I set the record straight and that people understand where we're at. Before I do that, I want to describe three types of people for you that I'm going to refer to when I talk about this. There's a group of people, this isn't a large group of people, but there's people that look at things and they look at the world around them and they don't see it for what it is, they see it for what it could be. They see a building, they see it for what that building could be. They see the world around them and they don't just look at what it is, but they look to see what it could be. And those kind of people have ideas, they have vision, they have those kind of things. And a small percentage of them follow up with that vision or that idea. And they put together a plan to make that happen. Those people are called leaders. Okay? There's another large, probably largest group of people that some people have visions and have ideas, but they'll go to somebody in that first group, leaders, and say, you know, I think this would be kind of cool to do. We should maybe do this. I think it would help. But I don't want to do it. Would you take it and do it? Okay? Or there's other people that just don't pay enough attention to what's going on. The apathy, they don't care. I call that group followers. Then there's another small percentage of people I'll call, I've tried to figure out good words, naysayers, agitators. There's always a group, small group of people that when leaders try to do things, they're just waiting to pounce, okay? They see the world, they see it is, and they say, it's it, this is it. It's not going to change. This is how it is. In fact, often they'll look back and say, boy, I wish it was the old days. Sure would like to go back to the old days. So you got this group of agitators that try to sabotage everything a leader tries to do. You know, anybody that's been in a leadership position, I've been involved enough, I've watched enough that it happens every time. And so all of that is going on here. So from a city facility standpoint, in August of 2018, and I was not part of the city administration at that time, in August of 2018, council approved a service contract with Short Elliott Hendrickson to do a facility needs assessment for the city of Pella. That was supposed to cover the next 20 years, out to 2040, okay? So, for whatever reason, Mark, you were on the council at the time. I assume that there was a real effort or discussion by the city council at that time to say, hey, we need to evaluate some city facilities and figure out what we're going to need. I assume that's why it was done for the next 20 years. So 20 years, you know, when you say that, it sounds, oh, yeah, well, we got plenty of time to do that. Well, it's already 2021. If you don't get on some of these things, then suddenly you're behind the eight ball. So I think it's important that we get moving on some of these things. So on July 2 of 2019, again, I was not involved in city administration at the time, they came back with their report, okay? And they were instructed to perform building condition assessments, meet with city staff, the applicable boards, focus group, key stakeholders for each facility to develop space needs, perform an analysis of the usage of the community center, which will include meeting with four key stakeholder groups, develop concept building design layout options, including a preliminary estimate of probable costs for future growth or expansion, and prepare a written report outlining the items listed above. Upon completion, the final report finds will be presented to the city council. So, in July, on July 2, that report was finished, it was presented to the city council. In November of 2019, there was an election. I got elected as mayor. Those three guys over there got elected as city council members. And so there was pretty drastic, different makeup of the leadership of the city there. Anyway, so the list of things that were on there for them to look at was the community center, city hall, the library, the public safety complex, electric, telecommunication utility, and public works. All of those city facilities were part of this study done by the consulting group with recommendations on their, and the report is, what, 100-some pages long. It's pretty exhaustive. And it talks about all of those facilities and what, through their work, they saw as needs in those. So I'll give you the good news first. One of the things on the thing list was a new electrical telecommunication utility, because at that point it was just approved to put in the telecom utility. And so there was a new building going to be constructed that would be electric and telecommunication. That is done. Okay, we have a new building down on Prairie Street, south end of town, just north of Truman Road. That part of it is done, so we can check that one off. Okay, so the next one I want to talk about is the community center, which has been obviously a lot of hot discussion since we've been involved. I first want to say something about the Vinzanis, because they fit very well into the leadership people I was talking about. They look at that community center and they don't see what it is. They see what it could be. And they've gone the extra step to formulate a plan. They've spent tremendous amount of time, they spent a tremendous amount of money to put a plan together. That's what leadership is. And they've done it very well. For their vision for that place, they have done it very well. That is leadership. Now, unfortunately for them, they can't go alone on it. Although I would like to offer tonight in this public meeting, if you would like to have that building for 2 years and do whatever you want to do to it, we'll give it to you. And then if you want to give it back to us, we'll take over the responsibility to maintain it and operate it.
I'm buying my Powerball tickets regularly. and I'll take you up on that if you win.
Yeah. Okay, so the other thing I need to say about the community center, I think the things that are needed now are the same things that have been needed for at least 20 years, okay? Mm-hmm. I've been mayor for a year and a half now, or a little over a year and a half, and there's been, I've been kind of some arrows shot that, why haven't you done something about it yet? Well, like I said, this thing has been talked about for a long time. Mark could testify, I know he mentioned the other night in the forum that 10 years ago he was on a committee. Nothing has been done. So I hope that helps indicate that it's not an easy decision to what to do with it, okay? So in the course of this study, so some of the key things that came back from the consulting firm, and they went and talked to people, they said the focus group interviews conducted by the consultant identified a need in excess of 45,000 square feet of space for a community center. And it's important to note that the existing community center has the ability to provide 20,000 square feet of space, and that doesn't include the theater area. Okay, so there's 20,000 square feet there without the theater. So they came up with two options at the time. Number one was to renovate the existing facility at a cost of $10.3 million at that time. Now, I would hate to guess what the cost would be now with the way construction. Or the other option that they listed in their report was a new community center for $14.5 million, and it was going to be a 47,000 square foot community center located by the aquatic center. That would include two gymnasiums, one large meeting room, and new council chambers. And in addition, this new facility would be able to accommodate the city's existing art recreational activities which occur at the current location. So there was a new center. Everything, no one liked that. I haven't found one person that said I like that. Number one, the location is terrible, in my opinion, and I agree with everybody that said that. Number two, there's no stage for performing anything there. And number three, it's not near big enough for what we need, okay? So no one liked that. And so, but that was what was out there. And I don't know what discussion any previous council had about it. I saw a diagram, I saw just kind of a high level, concept of what it might look like. But no, like I said, no one I talked to. So the things that I've heard from constituents on this issue is, number one, location is critical. Community center, just by the very nature of the word, community center means center town. So location is important. What we've discussed, and we've had a presentation about it. We talked about it. We had a specific policy and planning session where we talked about it. And the things that I heard were, yes, it's the location, and the current community center just will not meet our needs from an arts and recreation standpoint. And so we needed to separate. We just needed to separate the art part of it to the recreation part of it. So when you say that once, then that naysayer group, you know what they do right away? They start trying to divide the whole big group. So they start putting false stuff out there to try to agitate people. You know, oh, they don't care about the arts. They're just thinking about recreational. I have not heard one person up here say one time that they didn't fully support the arts. In fact, Dave, he's an old actor with Union Street Players. I mean, he's an art guy. His wife is an art guy, Liz. Everybody has said the arts are critically important to our community. Recreation is cool, but the two need to be separate. So it's not, nobody's picking sides here. We can, you know, the beauty of it is, we can do both, and we're gonna do both. So let's drop this it's art versus rec, because it doesn't have to be, and it's not gonna be. So, the discussion up here we had, I heard, and if you pay attention to how we work, I never vote on anything. It takes four council members to vote on something. So when we had our discussion that one night, I heard two council members adamantly saying we need to do the proposed addition that the Vizzanis put together. We got to do it now. I heard four other people not quite so sure, and they said, before we make that decision, let's look at something new. So we decided, and we instructed council at that time to hire a consultant to look, to give us a high-level concept of a potential new arts, art building, performing center, whatever you want to call it. And so, but now the naysayers and the rabble-rousers, I saw an email that was sent to the fire department, to everybody else, that said, do you know that there's a plan to build a new art center, a performing arts center on the site of the old church, and that the fire department and the police department and public or everybody else's safety complex is going to have to move, or is going to move to Truman Road? There's no plan. If there is, I haven't seen it. So that's again, that's how they try to, they just want to create chaos. So, and in fact, I know this for a fact, on November 8th, that's the first day that this consulting group we hired to give us a concept of a new performing arts center, next Monday, they are going to start meeting with, I'm meeting with them next Monday. They're meeting with council. They're meeting with, oh, and the other thing about the email that was sent said there's a plan. And do you know that nobody asked the fire department? Really? To me, that's offensive. You think we're going to put a plan together to move the fire department? Never asked the firemen? Really? You think we're going to do that? You know what the problem is? Some of them believe that. They believe that we would do that. We'd put a plan together to move the fire department, never ask the firemen. Well, that's not going to happen. So, anyway, I'm sorry. But some of this stuff gets a little irritating. So, starting next Monday, the consultant is going to meet with a whole host of people. Potentially, if we wanted to build a new performing arts center, with location being important to us, as of last Friday, we own the site where the old Second Christian Reformed Church is. That's a potential downtown site where we could put a new one. Does that mean we would have to get rid of the safety? I don't know. They haven't showed me anything yet, so I don't know. So if they come back and they show us a plan that requires us to move the safety complex, I'm sure going to talk to the firemen and the police and everybody else and say, what about you guys? Everybody's going to have input. So this idea that there's a plan out there is ridiculous, and that no one consulted anybody else. So that's where we're at on the community center. I know it's time, the clock is ticking, and people are impatiently waiting, but I think we're doing our job to find out for sure what our options are. And we will make a decision. I promise you, before my term is up, at the end of 2024, I guess. Yeah, 2024, we will have made some decision what we're going to do with the community center. Yeah, end of 23, yeah. Okay, so anyway, we will make a decision. And the other thing, we put out there a concept plan for a recreation center. Again, just a high level, based on what they had heard and what I've heard from the hoops clubs and stuff about how much gyms we had, feeling like we need a new indoor pool. I don't know if any of you go to the indoor pool or not, but it's not a very welcoming place to go swimming. So we put together this plan. And let me in on a little bit of a secret. So we had this idea about a community center, a rec center. So where can we put it? That was the first question. Where could we possibly put it? So I thought about different places, and then I thought, hey, maybe the sports park. We got 105 acres out there. So guess what we did? Guess who the first people, before we said one word to anybody else, the first people we had a meeting with? The Fields of Our Futures guys. Because they put time and money and effort into building that sports park. And I would not put something out there without their blessing. So they were the very first. Mike and I and Jeanette got in a meeting with those guys, and we said, hey, what about this? What about an indoor rec facility out there at our sports park? Well, the response from them was an immediate enthusiastic yes, 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 because that's what we talked about when we built the sports park. But I hope that's an indication that we're not going to do anything without talking to people and taking into account all these things that have been going on for a long time and getting buy-in and getting input from people. So that's where we're at on the community center. I don't know for sure how long the consultant is going to take to give us a report. But when we get the report, we're going to sit down, we're going to show it, we're going to discuss it in public meetings, however many it takes before any kind of decision will be made. So again, Patty, the offers are...
Yeah, well, and I just wanted to say that on the Friends renovation plan, that would provide 53,000 square feet.
Right, yeah, so there's an addition there.
And complete handicap access, including to the Heritage Gym, which would be not separate. And we've supported a rec center separate from the community center from the very beginning, a sensible one. And I think out at the field is wonderful. And I'm pushing it because I'm a bitch. But
no comment.
No.
I just like to also make one clarification. And while I appreciate the call out, but the plan was put together by the Friends of the Pella Community Center, which is a lot of people, in conjunction with Schemmer and Associates, an architecture firm out of Des Moines that specializes in historic preservations. So I appreciate the call out to us, but it's a lot more people whose ideas were incorporated into this.
Yeah, I know that, but you two have been the face of it, and I know how much time.
Well, and I also
appreciate. I just wanted to make sure.
And I also want to point out is when you first took office, we stopped you on the street. Yeah. He always looks like he's going to throw up when I jump out of the car. And I said, we would be more than happy to, because putting these things together is difficult, and we'd be more than happy to help you on the rec center and be supportive of a sensible rec center, because Pella obviously needs the gyms, the rec center. Okay?
Yeah, so then the other things that I said were on the list, City Hall, the library, there's in this report, and it's available. Is it online or?
It's available at City Hall, Mr. Mayor. Okay. We certainly could put the facilities report on the city's website as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you're interested in seeing what kind of the concepts were for expansion, and then also the public safety complex, and there was, when the city bought Second Christian Reformed Church, they bought it in two phases, I think July 1 of 2019. Part of it was bought, and I think a lot of that had to do with parking, an opportunity. You know, why did they buy it? Why did the council at that time decide to buy it? I think parking was kind of a big part of that purchase. And it's strategically located downtown. Who knew at the time what else might happen? I don't think. Although there was a high level that I've seen drawing of perhaps a ambulance, what was it called?
A new ambulance fire station.
New ambulance fire station, maybe on that site. So that's something else that's still possible on that site. And through all this discussion and consultant, we'll hopefully figure out what's best, okay? And so that's part of it. Now, so to wrap up here, because I've probably in our big public works building, oh yeah, I should mention the forecasted space needs for that was an additional cold storage of 11,700 square feet, and that is in the budget to be done in 2023.
I believe it's within the first day.
Yeah, one thing you should understand, because I've also heard this, especially when we start talking about a rec center, that we're going to do that at the expense of infrastructure. That's not true. We take care of infrastructure needs in our budget process. And I know Mark mentioned it, but the city does a three-year capital improvement budget. So I know in February and March, we'll have about 2.5-hour meetings about budget, and I know they'll make you fall asleep, but if you're interested, really interested in this stuff, that's where we talk about infrastructure. And so we're not going to sacrifice infrastructure to do any of these other projects. In fact, if you will notice, Neal Drive, that road is done, the Ooseport Alley, which was a big project with storm sewer and underground retention is soon going to be done, and so we're systematically, because there's a lot of infrastructure issues under these streets, and I agree 100% the time to do it is when you can plan for it and not react to a disaster. And if there's one thing that keeps me awake at night, it's that some water main is going to break on Franklin Street, and Franklin Street's going to be closed for a month. That's not a good thought. So, but we're Denny is very capable of finding out what we need, prioritizing, and systematically, those things are getting taken care of. We spend a lot of money, you know, $1.5 million and up every year on those kinds of projects, and that will continue. That's in the budget. So the last thing I want to say is, with all this happening, this is 20 years to get all this done, and again, it seems like a lot, but a long time, but time marches pretty quickly. So you have to prioritize. And so, to me, in the current needs of this community is, we've talked about it, is housing and amenities so that our companies can grow and attract the people that they need to stay here. And thank you for your example, because we have examples right here. When Maytag left Newton, what happened to Newton? So we've got to work with our companies, and the blessing that we have beyond almost any other community our size that I can think of is that we have, our companies are willing to invest a lot of money in the community. Think about this. We are the real connection with our Pella Corporation right now is a great grandson of the founder. I'll defy you to go out and find very many companies that are being the connection to a community is down to the great grandchildren. Doesn't happen very Vermeer Manufacturing is the CEO right now, is a grandson of the founder. So we are so unique and we are so blessed. We just can never lose sight of that. So anyway, so we prioritize. So in my opinion, the arts and the new rec center, that's priority for me. I haven't heard, Chief hasn't been screaming at me, hey, we need a new police station. I haven't heard one word from the fire department about needing new fire. The ambulance is a different story at this point. The ambulance is its own nonprofit organization running their own service. There's discussions going on with the city right now about, you know, maybe that potentially becomes a city department. So all that's happening. So we're going to focus on the arts and the rec for the next year and try to get somewhere. I want to have some plans in place by next year for both of those, and a plan of action so we can get. So that's my half hour spiel on facility. I apologize if I got too long, but the old football coach in me takes over sometimes. So take it for what it's worth. All right, so. Now we have to go into closed session. Does anybody in here want to stick around? We probably won't have any motions afterwards. So.